I've been serving the Nee Soon community for the past 12 years. I grew up here with my family and my friends. And I'm still a Nee Soon resident. I started volunteering with the grassroots and the Chong Pang branch in 2013. I also took up the branch secretary role for a couple of years. During my 12 years in Nee Soon, I've worked closely with clans, religious organizations, merchants, hawkers, VWOs, Grab delivery riders, and of course, residents, bringing different communities together and having worked with them on ground issues and initiatives. Then I was asked and invited by Minister Shan to join politics, and I went to Hougang. I learned a lot in Hougang, engaging residents and understanding the different communities there. All this interaction have kept me close to the ground issues. Earlier this year, Minister Shan requested me to come back to Nee Soon, and I'm happy to be back. It felt like homecoming for me. I've always believed in serving with a heart and getting things done on the ground. Nee Soon is my home. This is where I belong. I'm humbled to be able to stand as a PAP candidate in Nee Soon. If given a chance, I will serve, I will contribute, I will speak more for seniors and SMEs.
I believe that life can only be truly well-lived when discharged in service of others. It is a life ethos that I firmly believe in, one that resonates deeply with me, and one that is entrenched in my own personal life decisions as a whole. In that, service is a profound part of who I am, as well as my identity. My hope is for the people to consider my willingness to serve favorably. I'm genuine and earnest in wanting to put my best foot forward for Singapore and for Singaporeans. It has been the way I've lived my life as a student, as a doctor, as a psychiatrist, as a community volunteer, in service of others. Through being elected, my hope is to serve the needs of my residents in Nee Soon, to bring forward the hopes and aspirations of my community, as well as to make an impactful difference for the lives of Singaporeans. I think, based on my own experiences on the ground in recent weeks, as well as having engaged with the residents, whether it be in their homes or in terms of the coffee shops, they've been very warm and welcoming to me. And I think it's really about building relationships, trying to understand the needs of the community as well as the residents on a day-to-day basis. My focus will be very much squarely on the issues that are of concern to the residents, whether it be in terms of the concerns over cost of living, the uncertainty in the economy. And I also do have some specific areas in which I'll be paying attention to, specific to accessibility to education, especially for our young, as well as for those who are keen to upskill themselves and lead better lives for themselves as well as for their family. The second area in which I'm quite passionate about, and I'm happy to note that Nee Soon is also looking at some of the continued improvements of infrastructure, is really in relation to healthcare, specific to mental health. It is a passion of mine as a psychiatrist as well. And the third area is also towards social mobility, really looking towards the hopes and aspirations of not only the residents of Nee Soon, but also wider Singaporeans to be able to continue to see the hope in every one of us that in our society, that there's every chance to be able to succeed, and that Singapore, as well as the government, has our backs in terms of looking towards the challenges of the future.
If elected, I hope to contribute in several ways, and I'll talk about two today. First, jobs and the economy. I spent many years working on economic issues, transforming sectors, negotiating with companies, and creating good jobs for our people. In engaging the residents at Nee Soon, some have raised concerns over cost of living and job insecurity. I hope to bring to bear my experience as the country navigates these shifts and to address these concerns that are very real and valid. Second, as a mother and a daughter, I hope to be able to represent the interests of families and caregivers. This is especially so as our population ages and as the family size shrinks. Finally, over the past weeks, I have the great privilege of getting to know the residents here better. It's like a one big family here, a family bonded by a very strong sense of belonging and pride. Prof. Faisal has done great work in this area for the past 15 years. And it's very clear from the warmth of the residents and the vibrancy of the community. I hope to build on these strong foundations and continue to serve the residents here if given the chance to do so. Now, ultimately, I will commit to listen with kindness, serve with authenticity, and deliver outcomes with resilience.
I have been a youth community volunteer in Nee Soon for more than 15 years now. I spent a large part of my youth growing up in Nee Soon. At 19, I started my volunteering journey at an unplanned opportunity where I met Dr. Lee Bee Hua, the former MP at that time, at a house visit, where she invited me to volunteer. And I said, yes, I wanted to volunteer, I wanted to serve, and I wanted to give back in meaningful ways to the community. That house visit helped me to open doors to new perspectives in understanding the different situations faced by many different groups of residents. Naturally, one thing led to the other. It gave me a new purpose in wanting to listen, to speak, and to connect with residents. I'm passionate about volunteering. I'm passionate about serving. I'm even more passionate about wanting to build a stronger community together for residents. Over the years, I've seen the dedication of Dr. Lee and Ms. Carrie Tan. I will continue on their foundation of good work and do my very best for residents in Nee Soon. In my adulting life, I have been in the communication space for around 10 years, in the public, private, and the philanthropic sectors. Currently, I'm the Director of Communications at Temasek Foundation, a non-profit organization that drives impactful programs to support and uplift different communities. Dear residents, at the end of the day, I am just an ordinary young Singaporean who has benefited from Singapore, spent a large part of my youth volunteering in Nee Soon, and now ready to give even more. I'm not new to Nee Soon, and I'm ready to accept new responsibilities. In the coming days and weeks, I hope to spend every possible moment to meet each and every one of you, introduce myself to you, and hope to get your support. If elected, it's really to speak up for residents on their issues that concerns their everyday lives. That will be one core key area. Secondly, it's really then to speak more with the different families, you know, living in Nee Soon. I think what makes Nee Soon special, if you notice, we have a good mix of older estates and the newer estates where, you know, we have a lot of BTOs actually in Nee Soon. So then how do we actually bring both the new and the old parts of Nee Soon together, both residents and new residents, you know, together in Nee Soon with activities, with meaningful projects to keep them engaged and active?